efforts actually to getting to become certified, all of them kind of start with Kathy. You have to let us know your intention, and then we can work with you to find the best route for you. We would like, first of all, to announce that neither of these folks could be here tonight. We're sorry about that, but we are so happy to celebrate with them, and they will be celebrated in their annual conferences and in their churches at home. The first one is Anne Marie Evans Cantu, and she is from Corpus Christi, Texas. She's an administrative assistant and communications and fine arts at First United Methodist Church in Corpus Christi. So she's one of our local church communicators. And the second person you all know well, her name is Martha Taylor. Yes, from Arkansas, and we are very happy that she has now been certified. She is a director of communications of the Arkansas Conference, and she is also a candidate for commissioning as a provisional deacon at this time.
Once people have been certified, have met the requirements for that, they do have to apply for recertification or renewal of their certification, actually, every 2 years. And this year we have 9 people that have been approved for renewal, which means our numbers of certified people are growing, and we're pleased for that. If you're here and if you'll stand as I introduce you, having their certifications renewed are Mark Barden, who is he's Director of Communications in Western North Carolina, Sandy Brands, freelance writer and editor from Upper New York, Tim Ebert, who is the webmaster for the Louisiana Conference, Christy House, who is editor of New World Outlook, and Marilyn Kasparik, who is editor of the Akron Bugle and is under contract with the Upper New York Conference.
Also, Kathy Noble, editor of the Interpreter for United Methodist Communications, Bill Norton, who is the director of communications for North Carolina Conference, Kelly Roberson, director of communications, South Georgia Conference, and also Andrew Schleicher, who is now a freelance writer and editor and director of member services for Christian Educators Fellowship. There were a number of reasons people had given for seeking renewal, and many of them touched on the fact that they felt that it helped them be accountable to their audience and also to keep in the loop of current trends and help push them toward continuing education. We all have to remember to do that and to work on our profession and not to kind of slide on what we're doing at the moment. And also, one started as a volunteer and said that that the certification really gives weight to the work of Christian communication. I'd like to also introduce you to the committee at this time. If you're here, can you please stand up? This is our current committee. We try to choose someone, or a part of the bylaws is that we need someone from each jurisdiction on the committee. And so Matthew Oates is our representative from North Central. I am the representative from the Northeast. Catherine Witt is South Central. Mark Barden, Southeastern, and he's replacing Andrew Schleicher. Steve Husted is Western. And Kathy Noble is our registrar. We'd also like to say that we are looking for some more at-large members. We have met the requirement for our 5 jurisdictions, but we would like to have more people on the committee. So if you know of anyone or if you might be interested in what that would require, please talk to either Kathy or myself or anyone who's on the committee. Thank you.
Or just fill out that nominating form you got yesterday. So thank you.
I am going to stand over the laptop. All right. So it's that time. We're going to do awards. And let's see. I'm going to get Kate to come up and help me for a second. All right. So I'm up here because I missed the wrong conference call. As most of you know, I hate being in public and, you know, people looking at me. And so, no, anyway, we're going to do things a little bit differently than we did them a couple years ago or the last years. We're going to do the individual categories. And when you, if I call your name to come up, if you'll stay up here, and then that way, if you're the one who receives the award of excellence, you'll already be up and you don't have to jump back and forth, and then everyone can see everybody. And if you do win an award of excellence, I'm going to put a microphone in your hand and let you just really quickly, not too long, just sort of talk about what that entry was, what it meant, what you guys did with it, that kind of a thing. Nothing too crazy. But all right. Anyway, so welcome to the 2010 UMAX, hosted by yours truly. The man who needs no introduction, right? Also, wanted to update you real quick on the number of entries. We had a lot of entries this year. In fact, we had 189 entries. So that's a good bit of entries. And none of this would be possible at all without Kate and Jane to help. Without Jane, where is Jane? Can she stand? Jane, is she? Jane, if you'll stand so we can look at you and point and laugh. There you go. Without them doing what they did, I would have been crying a lot. I would have been doing it. Yeah, that, and I don't like doing it. So, all right. After the awards, we've got a couple other things to do, so I'm going to try and get this done as quickly as possible. No more than 3 hours, I think. So, well. All right, so the first awards are the publication category. And the winner of the publication in the newsletter division for Class A is Ken Garfield, Myers Park UMC for the Cornerstone Newsletter. So is he here? I don't know. If this is not here. That's a local church. We got a lot of local church entries this year, which was good. Oh, is it? Would you like to come up and accept the award on his behalf? There you go. You can if you'd like.
Oh, sure. I'll shake hands for you.
Okay.
Now we stay up here, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, the next winner in the newsletter category for Division B is Jesse N. Love from the Pacific Northwest Conference for Channels. Is Jesse here? I don't
think so. Jesse is not here, but he is being texted at this moment.
Oh, that's right. Social media award winning. Yeah. All right. And now for the newspaper category in Class B, we have Melissa Lauber, Kate Lauber, Sean Lane, and Linda Worthington from the Baltimore-Washington Conference. And they're not here, I don't believe. So, all right. Moving on. Newspapers in Class C. We have Robin Russell, Mary Jacobs, and Erica Dorsey from the United Methodist Reporter for the UM Reporter. So come on up. All right, the next category in the publications division was magazine. In the magazine category, we have, for Division A, which is the local church, we have Ken Garfield for Myers Park UMC. Ken, I'm so proud of you. For magazines in Class C, or sorry, Class B, we have Holly McRae from the Oklahoma Conference for Contact the Magazine. And for magazines in Class C, Barbara Wheeler, Vignette Moore, Paul Jeffrey, Tanya McCall, Needla Ferrari, I guess, is Yun Nam King, and Kevin Yang from United Methodist Women from Response Magazine.
Thanks to all of you for coming out.
All right. All right. Oh, hit it too soon. All right. Next award goes to Diane Turry for Georgia United Methodist Foundation for the 2009 annual report, Bearing Fruit for God's Glory. That's the next one. All right. It was actually, I think that's,
is that special publication?
That's supposed to be special publications, not magazines. That's my fault. That's what confused me. All right. So, next class in special publications goes to Steve Husted and Joan Faust from Desert Southwest for Transformation Magazine. Get behind me. That's scary. All right. He's so nervous. All right. The next award for special publications in Class C goes to Emily Miller, United Methodist Women, for Assembly 2010. Book program booklet. All right. In the special section or supplement category, this is actually supposed to be Class C and not Class A, but the award goes to Barbara Wheeler for United Methodist Women Response Assembly Edition. Which, tell you what, the ladies are racking it up tonight. All right, the next award in the special section or supplement goes to Melissa Lauber and Kate Thomas from the Baltimore-Washington Conference for Fully Alive. You get to hold this for just a second. Now, for the very special, this is the Robert F. Story Award of Excellence for Publications. Goes to, you guys are all behind me, you can see. Barbara Wheeler. And the rest of that group, United Methodist Women's Response Magazine. So congratulations to everybody. Now, can you speak to it for just a second? What it is, what you did? Public speaking is not your thing.
I started working for the United Methodist Women in August, so I'll do my best to, but I can say how great this magazine is, and I'm the redesign? Okay, this was because we moved from one format to another and still managed to get the publication out on time, and it's beautiful and wonderful. And then you can ask Emily or Barbara Wheeler or anyone else on this more questions, but I can test it's a good magazine. So I'm very happy that they won, and I will tell them.
Great. Well, if we'll give all of them a round of applause.
That was wonderful. All right.
So keep this up. There we go. All right. The next category that we had was internet, and we'll start with websites. The winner of the website in Class B is Paul Black, Michelle Wilson, and Mike Hembro from the Illinois Great River Conference for the Illinois Great River Conference website. So. Is there anyone here that can come up and accept that for them? No? Okay. All right. Next up is websites for Class C, which is... the divisions in the general church, is for Lee Rogers and Mark Lee for United Methodist Women's website. Maybe your table should just stay up here.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have the blog category. And the first winner is Paul Jeffrey from the General Board of Global Ministries for Global Lens Missionary Blog. I guess Paul's not here. The next category is... Larry's accepting. Go, Larry. All right. Paul, you look different. The next internet category is e-newsletter, and the e-newsletter award goes to Jamie Jenkins from the North Georgia Annual Conference for Monday morning in North Georgia. Next in the e-newsletter category, the award goes to, Poonam Potadina. I don't know how to say that. I'm sorry, I'm really bad with names, but from UM Communications for MyCon. All right. The next award is in the you coming up to get that one, Roya? All right. The next category was social media, and the winner in Class B for social media is Julie Price from the Minnesota Annual Conference for their Facebook page. Anyone?
Julie's not.
Nope. Okay. The next winner in the social media category in Class C is Andrew Schleiter. Schleicher, yeah, him, from the AJS Communications Lectionary, and I don't think he's here either. See, he won't mind me butchering his name then.
He'll see it later on video.
Yeah, that's true. Are we streaming this? That's good to know. Maybe I can enter that in the streaming award next year. All right, the next category was electronic publications. And the winner for Class B is Stephen Husted and Joan Faust from the Desert Southwest Conference for Transformation Online. The next winner in the electronic publications category in Class C is Christy R. House and Hal Sadler from the General Board of Global Ministries, New World Outlook, Digital Issues. All right, and we're now down to the Award of Excellence in the Internet category. You guys ready? Get a drum roll. Here we go. Julie Price from the Minnesota Annual Conference for the Facebook page. And I will not give her the mic to talk about that. No. All right, well, thank you guys, everyone. All right, the next category up is the video production category. And the first category is the in-house production costing less than $3,000. And the winner for that award is me. And let me tell you, I deserved it. That's... So. You have to do the rest.
You don't get to say anything until...
Oh, okay. All right. The next award is for in-house production under $3,000 in Class C, and that goes to Jay Rollins, Darcy Quigley, Chris Tricami, Melissa Heinen, Mike DeBose, and Paul Jeffrey from the General Board of Global Ministries, Haiti Recovery. It's a mouthful. And there is someone here who can accept that, I'm pretty sure. All right, the next category was the outsourced or in-house production costing more than $3,000. And the winner in that category is Greg Nelson from the Oregon-Idaho Annual Conference, Time to Grow. Okay. In Class C, the winner is Steve Horswell Johnson from the General Board of Discipleship, running back to forward. All right, the next category in video production, which is the one I'm sure I'll win now next year, is the streaming video and live production. And the winner of that goes to Kate Monahan, Charles Houston, and Jane Hortzman from the California-Nevada Conference. And I screwed up and forgot her certificate. So, that's right.
Because you were hiding it from.
That's right. I didn't want her to know that she won. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. The next award in the streaming video or live production goes to Jay Rollins, Margaret Wilbur, Lee Rogers, and Emily Miller from the General Board of Global Ministries UMW Assembly webcast. So excited. All right, the next category in video production was the news story. And the winner in this category is Code Walsh from United Methodist News Service, UMTV, Cowboys Rethink Church. All right, and now, I love this, the Hilly Hicks Award of Excellence in Video Production. And I will, yeehaw. And I think this person really, really deserves this. So, the winner is Steve Horswell Johnson from the General Board of Discipleship, running back to forward. And if you don't mind saying just a couple
words. This video
hold on,
is...
Hold on. I'm going to let you finish, but I got to say, Beyonce had the best video of all time. Of all time.
Next year, buddy. That's a malfunction. I just want to say the General Board of Discipleship made this video possible through a grant. And two others, and I really appreciate the fact that we had that grant and we were able to use those funds for that purpose. And also a big thank you to Carolyn Dandridge. Where is she? She here, there she is. She did a lot for this production and a lot of back behind the scenes stuff. And so thank you, Carolyn. Appreciate that.
Now, my favorite category, audio production, right? But I didn't enter because I didn't want to ruin anything.
Didn't want to dominate.
That's right. I didn't want to. I would have ruled this, and I just didn't think that was fair. So, all right. No. Anyway, yeah. And Art probably would have ruled it too with me. So, all right. The winner in the podcast or internet stream goes to Jesse Love from the Pacific Northwest Conference for Adam Hamilton Training Session 1. And since she's not up here, since he's not up here, and he's not here to understand the full tradition of this award, because he was the only one who entered into it, as is tradition.
Carrying on the tradition.
Jesse also won the Award of Excellence for Audio Production. All right. The next category is the Publicity and Advertising. And the Campaign category, the winner is Kathy Williams from the Kentucky Annual Conference for the Haiti Relief External Advertising. The next award in the campaign category goes to Jackie Vaughn from UMCOM. Impact Community Campaigns, Hands Across the City. The next winner in the campaign category goes to Stephanie Drum and Ken Howell from Lake June, Alaska Conference Center for the Lake June, Alaska MYP Ski Brochure. All right. Next in the campaign category, is that right? Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, this is the... No, we're still in.
Okay.
Yeah, we got.
Okay. Okay.
Not yet. Okay. Robin Russell, Mary Jacobs, and Erica Dorsey for the UM Reporter Cross Training Fit. That's a typo on my part. Fit. It's supposed to be fit for the challenge, not fit the challenge. All right, and now, the winner of the Leonard M. Perry Award of Excellence for Publicity and Advertising goes to, drum roll please. That's like the weakest drum roll I've ever heard. All right. We don't want to ruin the elevators. Jackie Vaughn from the United Methodist Communications.
I just like to work behind the scenes. This was a fun thing to do, thanks to my boss who allowed me a lot of freedom to put something together like this, which we hope, of course, benefits the local church. And so far, just so you'll know, and I can brag a little bit, we've reached over 1 million people since April with the campaign.
Wow. All right, moving on to photography. See? All right. Real quick note about photography. There was a lot of entries in here, so everyone who entered did great, but the people who won were really good. Really good. They deserve to win. All right. So the first winner in the photography class was Susie Keenan from the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference for Hands and Nails. Anyone here? No photo ops for her, I guess. I don't have the photo. Yeah, they did send photos in, but, you know. We ran a little bit late, and I just didn't get a chance to do that kind of stuff this year. So. All right, the next award in photography, in C, goes to, and I'm sure this is no surprise, but to Paul Jeffrey from the General Board of Global Ministries for the Haiti earthquake images.
This is the certificate we're missing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I figured. Okay. Stay up here. Just because you don't have it in your hands. All right. Now, for the winner of the Donald B. Moyer Award of Excellence in Photography goes to Paul Jeffrey from the General Board of Global Ministries. There you go. See, that's better than a certificate, right? All right. Is that where he is? Uh-huh. We should Skype him. So. All right. The next category is artwork. Are you heckling me? All right, so artwork, Class B. The first winner is Neil Caldwell from the Virginia Annual Conference for January cover art. Then, stay. Yeah, you got to stay up here. Oh, he's going to fall into the line. There you go. All right. The next winner in the artwork category goes to Hal Sadler from the General Board of Global Ministries, Mission and Communications Technology. The next category up was print design. And the winner of the first print design category was Stephanie Drum and Ken Howell from Lake June, Alaska Conference. Next up in print design, Emily Miller, Barbara Wheeler, Vignette Moore, Paul Jeffrey, Tanya Krakow, is that how you say that? Krakow, Needla Ferrari, Yun Yam Kang, and Kevin Kang. Response Magazine Redesign. I'm going to butcher that one all night long. I'm sorry. That's just... All right. The next category in the visual designs was the internet design. And the winner of the internet design category is Tim McDaniels from the North Georgia Annual Conference. North Georgia Annual Conference website. Next up in internet design, we have Lee Rogers, Mark Lee, and Emily Miller from United Methodist Women for the United Methodist Women website redesign. Next up in visual design was the motion graphics. And the first winner in the motion graphics category was Susie Burns from the Illinois Great River Conference for the 2010 Senior High Yacht. The next motion graphics winner, well, this will be easy, Emily Miller, Paul Jeffrey, James Stevens, and Sarah Brockus. See, they're already up here for the Assembly Arena motion graphics. All right, and now for the Award of Excellence in Visual Design. You guys haven't gotten the whole drum roll thing yet, have you? Emily Miller, Barbara Wheeler, and the group. For Response Magazine Redesign. You got it off.
So we did a lot of work this year, and a lot of stuff. And this obviously represents work from everyone at the Women's Division getting ready for Assembly. And for those of you across the denomination who watched, who came, who helped, who participated, and obviously we thank Barbara Wheeler, who has moved on to greater and better things, but we're really happy that she's recognized for this because this was really her project. So thanks.
Next up is the writing category, and I know a lot of you are really excited about that one because most of you are writers in one way or another. So the first class in the writers is the nonfiction category, and the winner is Ellen Johansson, Pacific Northwest Conference for Greening Ministry, Browns Point on the Rise. No one? Okay. Yeah. The next category in nonfiction goes to David Briggs from UMNS, Haiti Narrative. The next category was the opinion and editorial category, and the winner for the opinion and editorial class B was Neil Caldwell from the Virginia Annual Conference. For United Methodists, will be involved in Haiti for years to come. Or are you the bishop? I'm not sure. So. The winner for the opinion and editorial in Class C goes to Robin Russell, Mary Jacobs, and Erica Dorsey from the UM Reporter for finding a reason for the quake spells theological trouble. The next category was the news category. And the winner of that was Jessica Connor and Allison Trussell from the South Carolina United Methodist Advocate for All Children of God, Columbia's new Hispanic ministry. I guess I will accept that on their behalf. Oh, I feel so privileged. Next in news in Class C is Kathy Gilbert from the United Methodist News Service for United Methodist Church Anchor Hula. And now, the Award of Excellence for the Don... No, I can't do that. That's silly. Don Dotton Award of Excellence in Writing goes to Kathy Gilbert from United Methodist News.
Kathy, you look beautiful tonight. Oh, we got to turn.
It's a few seconds. Well, from the bottom of Kathy's heart, thank you. If she were here, she would say that she would thank the team around her, and Kathy has a special place in her heart for the people of the Gulf Coast and especially Louisiana, where she's from, and doing this package meant a lot to her, and it's part of an ongoing storyline that she's had with the Gulf Coast recovery since Katrina and Rita. So if Kathy were here, she would just give you her deepest thanks.
All right, we're getting close to the end now. So the next category up is the multimedia category, and the first class in that was the slideshow, and the winner of the Class C slideshow is Jay Rollins, Darcy Quigley, Chris Trinaki, Trichromi, I don't know. Melissa, Mike, and Paul. For the General Board of Global Ministries, we will rise. Hope for Haiti. The next category was the multimedia category. The winner for Class B in multimedia goes to Hal Sadler, Ron Underberg, Melissa Hinnan, and Judith Santiago from the General Board of Global Ministries for Lighten the Burden 3. Or Lighten the Burden III.
Which we don't seem to hear.
Oh, well, that's another one. Yeah, I guess maybe that was Class C. This is what happens when you do these things at like 2 in the morning after.
We have this twice. No? It's a different.
All right, we're going to keep going.
Sorry.
All right.
That's all that couldn't.
Yeah. The next category was for display. And the winner in Class B for the display is Darcy Quigley, Hal Sadler, Clay Williams, and Chris Heckert for the General Board of Global Ministries Ken Thompson exhibit. All right, and the Award of Excellence for Media Presentation does not go to me tonight. Goes to Hal Sadler, Ron Underberg, Melissa Hinnan, and Judith Santiago from the General Board of Global Ministry. Now, would you like to be Hal, Ron, Judith, Melissa? Which one?
I'm new. about a month and a few days on the job, but they do wonderful and amazing work. I'm getting to know the wonderful staff at General Board of Global Ministries, and it's an amazing place to be, and some amazing folks who do communications ministry and mission on behalf of our denomination. I'm just more than happy to be a part of that wonderful and dynamic staff.
Good job. All right, the last category. I said 3 hours, so I got to slow down. All right, strategic planning. And the winner in Class C for strategic planning is Emily Miller, Barbara Wheeler, Yet More, Shelby Ewing. Is that how you? Selby Ewing? Okay, Selby Ewing, and Catherine Hegarty. Yeah, I got it right. Woo! United Methodist Women. For the rebranding strategic plan.
Thank you.
And now, the winner of the Award of Excellence for strategic planning. Do we have the envelope? No, we don't need that. That's overkill, people. Goes to Emily Miller and Barbara Wheeler. Everyone else. And the mic. No? We had a great time. All right. So, the 2010 UMAC Awards, and like all good communicators, this one is over. Yeah, we're done. Except for the fact that we have a very special award coming up. But to do that, I need Neil Caldwell to come up and join me here.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. I have the privilege and the honor of presenting the Communicator of the Year Award tonight, and though while I am normally known for being silly, I'm going to be serious for a few minutes because this is an important award. Before I started, I was thinking earlier today about how our pool of United Methodist communicators has grown somewhat smaller in the past year or two, and I was feeling sad for some of the familiar faces who are no longer with us at our meeting this year, and I don't mean that to do as to be a buzzkill or anything, but good. Nobody has said that yet, to my knowledge, and I just wanted to acknowledge those people. And it also ties into the award tonight because I think most all of us who remain are still adjusting to doing more with less, and our recipient tonight is definitely a great example of that. Someone said the other day that we all serve at the pleasure of the bishop, and our award winner has served under several bishops and served well. And I wanted to read from the nomination form that was submitted for our winner. Our honoree equips and empowers ministry by being extremely sensitive to constraints of time, budget, staff time, and resources, as well as the gifts of all the people involved in the projects. They consistently seek ways to practice the best stewardship of those resources. They have consistently high standards for everything that they do. The sheer quantity of the work produced, the array of skill sets in finance, in computers, in writing, in photography, in video production, and in teaching are inspiring. They use their entire being in their work and their life. This person is very active in the local church with several levels. The conference secretary who works with our winner said that the honoree seeks innovative ways to communicate effectively. They listen carefully, are always easy to work with. They work collaboratively, and they pitch in to other department's projects. Their laugh coming down the hall makes me smile. The DCM for this winter tonight wrote that our recipient has boundless energy that is devoted to the church and a willingness to put in long hours to make sure that everything the conference puts out is up to the standard of excellence that our award requires of us. I talked to one of the former bishops of our recipient, and the bishop said that this person is deeply committed in the faith, wise in the organization of the United Methodist Church, a superb ambassador for Christ around the world, and someone who always gives their best. And I spoke to a former coworker, and they said that this person has tremendous gifts and graces, is a person of passion for communicating the story of Jesus Christ, and is dedicated and faithful to God's calling. There are a lot of words like that that kept popping up as I sought some information about this person that we're honoring tonight. Words like insightfulness, experience, resourceful, artistic and creative. There are lots of words that could describe this person. One of the neatest things was from the nomination form where it said that this person was still cheerful at 4 a.m. on an annual conference night despite having worked for 21 hours that day. This is a person who has served in several important conference positions. And before that, they served the local church. This year, they organized an impact community effort that involved all of the districts in the conference. It had more than 14,000 participants and reached the lives of more than 630,000 people using Rethink Church resources and developing additional items to help as needed. They planned a celebration of mission at the annual conference event where the majority of participants wore the red Rethink Church t-shirts. And they were in more than half the districts of the conference shooting video and taking pictures for the production of the Rethink Rock video for Rethink Church. This person has traveled different places around the world to experience some of the ministries of the United Methodist Church and to record them for all of us to see. And finally, I came across one story that I thought was particularly meaningful and moving that involves a great deal of personal sacrifice. This former bishop said that on a trip to Armenia, when the host had toast after toast of vodka to welcome their American visitors, this communicator stepped up and drank those toasts one by one while the bishop pretended to drink the toast. And that says an awful lot about our winner tonight. Let me present 2010 Communicator of the Year, Mark Barden.
Neil said he got some stories from Don Hand, but he couldn't tell a one of them. I'm speechless. I really am. I just want to thank everyone who has supported me through these years. I want to thank Marty Folsom, who has been my right hand. Let me tell you, there's no one like Marty. And I also, yeah, give her a hand. I want to thank also Dawn Hand. She is like a sister to me. And we have gotten in some trouble, even with some of you all out there. But thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And may God continue to bless us all as we strive to tell the story of Jesus Christ in all the corners of the earth. Thank you.
In a way, there's one last award, but it's different from the others in that there's not a certificate to hand out, nor is there a nice glass-like plaque to be presented. Now, I didn't mean that in a snarly way, folks. I just meant that it wasn't something to take home and put on your own shelf. Because what we want to take a minute to do is to recognize a team that went into a rough place at an extraordinarily rough time and brought back a story to all of us that none of us would have been able to tell in our local venues had we not had some people who took great risk. Now, you've seen some of the names up on the screen in the awards that Matt prepared for folks, but I want to invite Larry to come up to the front here for just a second, because as some of us were having a conversation and talking about the awards, we were thinking about the kind of pictures and about the kind of multimedia and the writing that came back from the firsthand accounts of people who were struggling just to stay alive, and people who were there on behalf of the church to tell their story, and again, to help them find their place in the story, which was to say then and is to say now that they were not alone. We know that the politics of what's going on in Haiti has not made it possible for people to have the shelter that we would all want them to have, or the food as easily distributed to them as we would choose. But we don't write that script. All we do is be God's presence, and the prayer of St. Teresa says, to be God's hands and God's feet. And maybe that means God's hands and God's feet by through the lens, as we were talking earlier in the day, or by the story that's told. So to wrap that up in just a last few words, it is to say that those of us on the board who had this conversation felt like it would be very important to honor all of those who were the communicators who went to Haiti for an extended period of time and struggled and were present with the brothers and sisters whose lives are still turned upside down almost a year later. And so there's a small reflection of that gift in that the United Methodist Association of Communicators would like to present a check for $250 to UMCOR for helping Haiti relief to happen. That won't buy food for everyone or medical care for everyone or shelter for everyone, but it's a start and perhaps a continuing story that might motivate us to continue to tell that story long after it's out of the news cycle. So for the courage and the willingness to send people and be the representatives of them here, and for letting us all be a part of that presence by extension, we are grateful, and we continue to be in prayer and care for sisters and brothers there.
Could I ask the staff team from United Methodist Communications who participated in this Haiti coverage to stand so that they can be recognized? that team is not all here, as you can imagine. There are two things that I would say. The first is that I'm mindful tonight in my my emotions as with colleagues from the General Board of Missions, emotions are still mindful of the lives that were lost. In the loss of two staff at the Board of Global Ministries and a missionary, the church suffered a huge loss. And the struggle to tell that story, both among the staff in New York and the staff in Nashville, was an effort that required one to distance oneself personally from what was happening in order to tell the story that needed to be told. And we felt at United Methodist Communications, and the concern was felt at the Board of Global Ministries, that we had to be transparent and we had to tell the story as it was unfolding, and at the same time be protective of the families who were living in a state of suspension about the situation in which their loved ones had been caught in this horrible tragedy. So my first thought tonight is for the loss of those dear colleagues and for the families that are still adjusting to that loss. The second I want to say is a personal word of thanks to UMAC for recognizing the real work of United Methodist Communications staff in that period of time. As soon as the earthquake hit, I didn't have to ask staff to stay and work beyond their normal period of time. They actually organized themselves and did that. I didn't have to ask them to stay on duty and monitor Facebook or to take text messages. I was getting copy for my own review at sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the morning over those days when the emergency immediately happened. I didn't have to ask them to organize and stay on Saturday and Sunday. They did it. And they did it out of a sense of deep commitment to the church and to the telling of the story and the recognition that it was a momentous story that had to be told by the church, on behalf of the church, in the words of the church, because that is who we are as communicators. And so I'm really quite sorry that we don't have all of the staff who participated in that to be here tonight. But we are grateful to all of them and grateful for the professionalism that they worked under and the standards that they carried out. So we are truly appreciative to UMAC and to the board for honoring UMCOM in this way, and we're grateful for the contribution that will go to UMCOR, because the truth of the matter is, as Neil, as you have written, we as United Methodists will be present with people in need long after other media have left, and long after the attention has moved to the next earthquake or the next disaster. And through the work of UMCOR and the Board of Global Ministries, that compassion will be expressed. And so we can be grateful for that tonight. And for your honoring that, I am grateful to you. Thank you very much.
One of the last things I want to say tonight before I wish you all good night and have a pleasant evening is that we do have continuing education certification. If you're interested in receiving them, just let me know and I'll give you the certificate. Thank you all for participating in this. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Good luck, good night, and what is the other thing that what Edward R. Murrow used to say? Whatever. Good night. God bless you.
Real quick, one more announcement. Sorry, one more thing. I'm in San Francisco, you know, I had to do the Steve Jobs thing. Remember, the photo contest is tomorrow, so get your images in tonight by, let's say, 11-ish, right? So, and send them to captureumac@gmail.com. Anything that you want to send in is fine. You know, it can be funny, silly, serious, ridiculous, BlackBerry, fine. You can send them in, too. All right.